This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk, today conferred Bhutan's highest civilian award, the Order of the Druk Gyalpo, on Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Thimphu. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said it is a very big day in his life. He said every award is special, but when one receives an award from another country, it shows that both countries are moving on the right path. He said this honour is not his personal achievement, but the honour of India and 140 crore Indians. He accepted the honour on behalf of all Indians and expressed gratitude upon being conferred the award. Prime Minister Modi also held talks with the King of Bhutan this afternoon at the Tashi Chodzong Palace in Thimphu. Both leaders renewed commitment to the special and unique India-Bhutan friendship. They reviewed the bilateral ties and discussed ways to take them to new levels. Earlier in the day, India and Bhutan exchanged several agreements of mutual interest to further strengthen their partnership. The documents were exchanged between India and Bhutan in the presence of Prime Minister Modi and his Bhutanese counterpart, Sherring Tobgye, in Thimphu. Several memoranda of understanding, MOUs, related to the supply of petroleum and oil, cooperation in energy efficiency, sports and youth, and testing of medicinal products were exchanged between the two sides. Besides, a joint plan of action on space cooperation was also agreed upon. Renewal of MOU on peering agreement between National Knowledge Network of India and Druk Research and Education Network of Bhutan was also exchanged. Prime Minister Modi also held discussions with his Bhutanese counterpart. Both the leaders reviewed bilateral ties and reaffirmed their commitment to further strengthen the multifaceted partnership. Mr. Modi reached Paro this morning. Rao's Avenue Court has reserved order on Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's remand in the excise policy case. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, has sought 10 days of custody for him. Kejriwal was produced before the Delhi Court this afternoon following his arrest by ED yesterday. Earlier, the Delhi High Court had denied him interim protection from arrest. Earlier in the day, Kejriwal withdrew his plea against arrest by the Enforcement Directorate in the excise policy-linked money laundering case from the Supreme Court today. It comes hours after the apex court denied any relief to Bharat Rashtra Samiti leader K. Kavita. She was arrested in the same case last week. The BJP today released the fourth list of 15 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. The declared candidates are from the parliamentary constituencies in Puducherry and Tamil Nadu. Earlier, the party had released the names of 276 candidates for the general elections 2024. The UN General Assembly has approved the first resolution on artificial intelligence, AI. The resolution gives global support to an international effort to ensure the powerful new technology benefits all nations, respects human rights, and is safe, secure, and trustworthy. The resolution, sponsored by the United States and co-sponsored by 123 countries, was adopted by consensus with a bang of the gavel and without a vote. It means the resolution has the support of all 193 UN member nations. The key domestic Indian benchmark indices ended on a positive note for the third consecutive session today. The Sensex gained 190 points to close at 72,831. The Nifty also rose 84 points to settle at 22,096. In cricket, the Indian Premier League IPL Tournament 2024 will begin this evening at Chennai in Tamil Nadu. The opening match will be played between the defending champions Chennai Super Kings and Royal Challengers Bengaluru. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Cricket fans are eagerly waiting for the game as both MS Dhoni and Virat Kohli will be seen in action against each other. However, CSK fans faced a major blow yesterday after the team announced Rituraj Gaikwad as their new captain, replacing veteran player Mahendra Singh Dhoni. In Swiss Open badminton, ace Indian shuttlers including Kidambi Srikanth, Kiran George and Priyanshu Rajawat will be playing their quarterfinal matches of the men's singles tonight at Basel in Switzerland. Kidambi will face Li Chiahao of Chinese Taipei, Kiran will meet Rasmus Gemke from Denmark, while Priyanshu will be up against Zhou Tianchun of Chinese Taipei in the last eight clash. And with that, we end this news bulletin.